This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, everybody. It's Tom Chenault. It's Adrian Chenault. There's a little red button up in the corner that says we're live, but I can't see that far, so sorry about that. We are live, and we are rolling, and we have got an unbelievable show for you today. We've got my little boy, Adrian. Hello, Adrian. How are you?
Hello, Father. I'm great. How are you?
Are you excited enough about Donna?
Beyond excited.
She is so a beast. Great. You guys need to buy this book. And you're going to, we're going to put a website up for you in a few minutes to tell you to buy it, but you want to buy it. It's great. Richard Brook, who is my idol, wrote the first thing in it, which is really, really cool. And it's going to be a great day. Aren't you excited?
I'm very, very excited.
So, Donna, talk to us. How are you today?
I'm so great. It's such a pleasure to be here with both of you. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. This is so fun. And you just got started in network marketing. Is that right, Donna?
Yeah, about 32 years ago.
32 years ago. You've seen a thing. You know a thing or two because you've seen a thing or two, right? Isn't that what they say?
Well, I was doing network marketing when the phones were attached to the wall.
How about that? That's so great. Oh, my goodness. And so 32 years ago, you got started in this business. Why'd you get started? What attracted you?
The money. I was looking for a way to put my kids in private school.
Yeah.
My kids were 6 years old and 9 years old at the time. I was going to graduate school for a master's in business. I was pursuing an acting career. I just gotten an agent. I was a camp director. I was a bar and bat mitzvah tutor. I was looking for a way to make some money. And then I was introduced to the product, and it had a tremendous, profound effect. My skin cleared up very quickly, and I said, wait a minute, this could work. And when they told me there was an income option attached to the product, I said, this could definitely work if I'm a coachable person. So that, the rest is history. I said yes and never looked back. Dropped out of graduate school, and here I am.
And you're having fun, and you've been having fun for 32 years.
Love it. It was such a great – it was really a great choice for me, truly.
Wow. That is so cool.
So tell me about the acting. Did you ever have any kind of luck as an actress or actor? I don't think female actresses call themselves that. They call themselves actors, as I understand it, correct?
That's correct. You know, it's interesting because the reason I went for an acting option was because I was, again, looking to make some money. And so I don't know. My heart wasn't really in it, but I had just gotten an agent. I booked a commercial. I had a couple under five speaking parts on General Hospital, the soap opera. But truthfully, I was looking for a way to make money, and my heart wasn't in it. And that's the same time that I was introduced to my network marketing company, and I decided that was a better choice for me. So I didn't do much in the acting world. Although today I feel like, you know, I have the chance to speak in front of thousands of people in my business, and I've had experience getting in front of people, which has been really fun for me.
Well, in your book, you talked about the importance of a mentor. And especially when you get in, you instantly found out that your next door neighbor that signed you up knows nothing about the business either. And then the next door neighbor at the end of the block doesn't either. And in your book, you were real adamant about going up until you find somebody in your line of support over and above having a mentor outside of your company like Brooke or Eric Worre. But it's so important to get hold of somebody in your company knowing what they're doing that can guide you versus a blind squirrel's looking for a nut, right?
Yeah, 100%. And I think that's one of the challenges that people have is they feel frustrated. They're not sure what to do. And I find that people are afraid to reach up. Many people apologize to me. Oh, I'm sorry to bother you. And it's like, please, you're not bothering me. I love that you're reaching up to me for support and for help. And, you know, and the nice thing about the community in our industry is that there are people who are also sidelines that are there to support and help you as well. And I love that. I love that about our community, that there are people who are excited to help us and proud to help us. And that's what I found. And I went up five generations till I found the person. And to this day, we're dear, dear friends.
Who takes care of you? Who's your friend? And you acknowledge that person in your book. I mean, it's a now you're in a company. Is it primarily females?
I would say that we're majority females. We do have several men involved as well, but I would say probably 90% women.
Yeah. Well, very cool. I happen to know one of them, and that would be Donna Johnson, who has just, I want to shout out to her. because she's joined the board of the Association of Network Marketing Professionals, and I helped start that thing, and it has been a ragtag band forever. And then she showed up on this scene, and she's just basically taken the integrity of you and all the people in your little circle and just said, you know, the whole profession needs to have that at this very, very tenuous time. And I just want to acknowledge her and you and that unbelievable desire to keep this profession with integrity and love and all the things that you guys are. So thank you. And it's just a beautiful thing to see one of the major guys on that board. Armand's on the show, watching the show.
And awesome.
He is an amazing human being too.
And it's interesting because Donna Johnson is not my upline, but she is the upline to probably more than 3/4 of our company.
Yeah.
From the very, very beginning, when I first met Donna, she said, oh, you're the wiser, Donna. But from the very beginning, she has taken us, my success line under her wing, which is what I love about our community. She's always shared. She's always been open. And we work together beautifully. And I love that about our company and the community of this of our industry.
Yeah, scarcity is ridiculous. And once we understand, and there's so very little competition at the top, and that's where you are. You're obviously really, really, I don't recall exactly what you said, but one of the top earners in your company. And what you find out when you're hanging around with top earners, like the event that you went to last week, is it isn't that dog-eat-dog world anymore. It's collaboration. It's love. It's people getting along, trying to make the whole better and still do well ourselves. But, you know, you get flushed out pretty quickly if you're one of those people that are up to bad things. And I love the fact that your heart's so in this business and you do attend outside events. You said that in 2017, you went to GoPro with Eric Worre. Happy birthday, by the way, Eric. Big things going on with him. And you were going to retire. And instead, he did exactly to you what he did to me. Don't retire out, retire in, right?
I love that.
Yeah, that worked for you. And then you just went back to work with a bigger smile on your face, and you're happy as a clam now. And that's been 7 years since you were going to retire, and here you are doing better than you ever did, right?
You know, Ian, right. It was 25 years at that point, and I was saying, am I really going to keep doing this? And I needed to hear something. And I went to that event. I went to GoPro with the idea that something was going to happen to change my business or I wasn't going to stick around. And something did happen. The training was phenomenal. And Tony Robbins spoke at that event as well. And that's when I ran into Richard Brook. I actually ran into him. I don't believe in coincidences. I believe in the law of attraction. And it wasn't an accident that I ran into Richard Brook, just the two of us, during a break. I was running to the restroom, and there he was, and he became a dear friend and mentor as well, and I'm so proud of the fact that he wrote the foreword to my book.
Only Richard Brook would recruit coaching clients in a women's restroom. I can't believe my ears. That dirty dog. Well, it worked out, man. He and that's where I met you, was in some of his coaching that I was taking. So to that, do you believe that you constantly need to be learning and constantly be going to events, either inside of your company or outside, in order to get better and honing the skills that everybody assumes that you already have? That's just a fallacy, isn't it?
Well, you know, it's interesting because if you ask the people who are part of my team and my sidelines who hear me coach and train all the time, there's two quotes that I love. One is, if nothing changes, if nothing changes. And the other one is, school is never out for the pro. And I'm always one of the first row, raising my hand, taking notes. I'm always learning. There's so much to learn. That's what I love about this business, is that there's so much to learn. And the, you know, the truth is that the principles are the same. Whatever our company is, you know, use the products and love them, share them with other people, and then teach them how to do the same thing. Those principles don't change. And all we have to do is listen and to the people who have come before us, or the people who are even coming, who are joining our teams, and listen to what they're doing, what's working, and then we'll learn. Especially today. I mean, look at this. We started this business before there were computers, before there were cell phones. It was a different world then. So I'm always up to learning what's new, technology, even doing something like this. This is like remarkable to me. I'm sitting in my home in Los Angeles, and there you are, and here we are talking together. It's just, it's remarkable. It's so exciting.
Yeah, I feel very good about that.
And I just want to commend you. Because I think, I put that quote up there, school is never out for the pro. And, you know, we've been doing the show for a long time. We talk to a lot of big leaders. Plenty of them are very tech savvy. Others of them are not. And Donna sends me this note and she said, I don't know how to do this stuff, but I'm a fast learner. I'm coachable. And I promise you, I will figure this thing out. And she just, that's your attitude. And I love, you know, it's not, I'm above this. It's not, I'm going to get my people to do it. It's not any, you know, you just said, hey, I'm just going to roll up my sleeves and I'm going to figure this out. And you did. And I love that attitude because I think that when you can bring that attitude to everything that you do, guess what? Your people are going to emulate that same thing, right?
Yeah, that's a great point. That's true. Thank you.
Cool. Yeah, no, it was striking. So I just love that. So you found your company in this profession at 32 years ago. Your kids are 6 and 9. And so what was it like for those kids growing up alongside you as you built this profession?
Oh, that's such a great question. You know, when I first joined my company, my friends and family wanted absolutely nothing to do with my business. Can anybody relate to that?
Yeah.
No one. I mean, they thought I was crazy to drop out of graduate school. So what I was doing at that point was talking to everybody in the cold market. And I actually became my company. I'm known for the cold market queen because I get out there and I can get leads wherever I go. I got one this morning. I had to have an ultrasound this morning. I got a lead. So my kids had to get used to me asking the waiter, the waitress, the person at the store, you know, building rapport, building relationships. I certainly would never reach out to someone who I didn't feel like I'd like to work with or share my product with, but I got really good at that. And then my kids, I think, were really proud of the fact that I built this business and I allowed them to have a beautiful life because of what I created with this business.
That is cute as a button. I don't know that he's quite as grateful as your children. But that's okay.
I've come around.
Yeah, he's come around. He went out into corporate America and just got his head bit off and decided to come back and really has just been a joy in my life getting to work with him every day. And I know what that feels like. And what I want you to get everybody out there is this book. So it's called So You Said Yes. And the only place that you can buy it is DonnaJWeiser.com. So go in there and buy this book. Take a look around. See who she is. Kick the tires. She's so kind and she's so nice. But the tips in this book are magnificent. And she reinforces everything that everybody that's commenting in this page, all these legends are saying the same thing. Don't reinvent the wheel. Listen to your coach. Get a mentor. Work up till you find one. Go build a list of 100 people. Learn how to do it all so you're not getting hijacked by anything. And she's just been beautiful. So we're going to come back right after this. This is the Genesis Communication Network, and it is Tom and Adrian Chenault on the Legacy Leadership Show.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
And we're back. It's Tom Chenault. It's Adrian Chenault. We got Donna Weiser. Just got some late-breaking text messages during the break from a Richard Brook, who went with the same excuse that he's always got. I'm working. He's doing a coaching Zoom for somebody a lot more important than us three. So that's just heartbreaking, but it's true. So he'll watch the replay. But he wanted me to tell you that you are like the best pupil he ever had. So I want you to know he said that, and that's really
awesome. That is so nice. He's a wonderful mentor. I've learned so much from him, and I continue to do so.
Yeah, he's the real deal. So before the breakdown, we were talking about raising kids in this business and you being somebody that that naturally or that built the muscle of cultivating a lot of conversations and building rapport and connecting with people and really felt like you needed, especially at the beginning, to kind of use that cold market. Is that something that you had to, is that a skill you really had to develop? Is that something that was natural for you to kind of strike up conversations with strangers? How did you kind of build that capability?
Well, you know how they say when the why is big enough, how it presents itself, right?
Yeah.
So my why was huge. And actually, right here on my desk, I have a note that says, if it's important, you'll find a way, and if not, you'll find an excuse. And it was so important for me to do well in this business. I had a goal. I wanted to put my kids in private school, and I had a couple years to do it. And so I had to figure out a way to build this business if family and friends weren't interested in joining me or hearing about my product. So I figured out a way to do it. I went to the mall after I dropped my kids off at school. Everywhere I went, I made these little gift certificates up. Back in those days, our products were, we did free facials. We did like self-guided facials. And I would go everywhere I went, I would talk to people and I would learn how to converse. And so how long have you worked here? What do you like about what you're doing? And I would build conversations or build rapport, ask questions and see if I could fill a need, which is really what we all do, right? Can I fill a need for your life, with the products? And I would not come home without 10 names and phone numbers. I had a little notebook. I came home and I used to keep the notebook by the kitchen sink. And every time I went into the kitchen to grab a snack for the kids, was making dinner, whatever I was doing, there was a phone number and I picked up the phone and I called. I was really determined and I was coachable and I got some of the verbiage from my upline. And within the 18 months, I was at the second highest level of the company. I was able to say goodbye to my other jobs I was doing and put the kids in private school. So I hit my goal.
That is so beautiful. I just moved to a new city, and I don't know anybody. So I use Adrian's gizmo of 2 billion people, and I just put a microscope on my city, and I said I want to meet men, which sounded a little fishy, over age 65 years old, that were like retired, you know, that had an interest in business and in sports and outdoor sports and hiking and all that jazz. And I just sent them an email query saying, I would love to buy you a cup of coffee at a place called the Niwot Market. And I sent out a bunch of them, over 40, and I got 28 people who want to have a cup of coffee with me. So I have been having a cup of coffee with these guys, not pitching them on anything, just interviewing them, looking for a story inside of them where something I might have for sale might fit. And it's just exactly what you do all the time, is you put yourself out there, you stay interested instead of interesting, and you look for what's missing in their life, and you hope something inside of your company is going to fit it. So I was talking to a friend a couple of days ago, and we were talking about my early days in network marketing, and I was in a company that sold a skincare mask, and Rick Riley, the professional, the sports writer of the year, was at my house with about 9 women, and we're all putting this clay mask on. And he had heard from Nick Faldo, the golfer, that you need to take care of your skin and all that sunlight. So I'm at a meeting about a month ago, and somebody told me I look pretty healthy, but my skin was terrible. So now I'm monomaniacally obsessed with skincare for men. I am researching it like crazy, and I'm looking for the answer, and you're sitting right in front of me. So the point I make is everybody doesn't want to look like, don't look past people. Even though it looks like I haven't put a lotion on in 40 years, doesn't mean I can't start tomorrow. So, you know, if you want to catch a mouse, you have to think like a cheese and be interested. Like, hey, Tom, have you ever thought about skincare? Like, yeah, I'm kind of like thinking about it right now. What do you got? It's unbelievable. Take it away.
That is so true. And I just to bring it full circle, you know, those were that company and that first, you know, big experience for you in network marketing is my first memories of you doing that. And there must have been a deal or something on them, but this company way back in the day, they were really cool looking. Actually, they did these little clear plastic blister packs that were free samples or samples to give away of the product. And you ordered like a metric ton of these things.
Yep.
And so I was like swimming in the box of them, putting them on myself. It was the cutest thing ever. And that was actually a really fun little thing. So you think your kids aren't paying attention, but they really, really are. And we got to take another quick break. We're talking to Donna Weiser. During the break, you want to go and check out Donna and her book, Donna J. Weiser, W-E-I-S-E-R, DonnaJWeiser.com. Go and check out her fantastic book on network marketing and how she has brought together 30-plus years of success in this profession to share with you. So check it out. This is Legacy Leadership. We'll be back right after this.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326, and ask for Mike Hayes. Again, all you want to do is call Mike Hayes at 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
USA News Update. Prosecutor Nathan Wade has announced his resignation from Donald Trump's election interference case in Georgia. In a written statement, Wade cited his commitment to democracy and the urgency to expedite the case's progress as his reasons. A judge in Georgia ruled that Fulton County DA Fonnie Willis could continue overseeing the case if Wade was removed. President Biden visited Capitol Hill Friday, where he greeted the Irish Prime Minister at the White House.
And, you know, the friendship goes back centuries, but today is an important period, an important milestone. Nearly 100 years of diplomatic relations, Taoiseach, and every 100 years of Ireland and the United States.
Biden also urged the House to pass a comprehensive national security package. McDonald's is addressing a system failure that affected its restaurants worldwide. The company acknowledged a technology outage in a statement Friday, resulting in the closure of a number of locations. John Schaefer, USA News.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're back at Tom Chenault. This is Adrienne Chenault. We got Donna Weiser, who is an incredible woman. And if you read her book, you're going to learn how to cold market prospect people. You're going to learn how to warm market prospect people. You're going to learn about how important personal development is in the equation, and that human being across the table not being so much a prospect but a human being. And your goal is to drop them right where they want to be, not where your agenda takes them. So you turn from a salesperson into somebody serving people, and they buy from you versus you have to sell to them because you were so interested in them. And her book exemplifies a philosophy that I've had for many, many years, even starting at the very beginning of the book where you are building that list of 100 people and getting after it in your phone with the people that you already know before you go out there in the world and try to whatever, meet new people and get it started from there. So I love your book. I think it's just a masterpiece. It's short, so it isn't the Magna Carta. You did talk about Dr. Charles King, who University of Chicago, wrote a manifesto with Tim Sales and Sandy Ellsberg's partner, kind of a little bit, way back in the dark ages. I knew them all well, and you are cool. I like you. And you're no spring chicken in the network marketing business, which I love too. So we know you've been around, so you're going to be around, which I hope is what happened. And our children are following in our footsteps. So the legacy moves on. You are a rock star is all I'm trying to say.
Thank you. Thank you. You know, it's interesting because you talk about the contact list and what I've been doing recently, because I've heard this from a younger person working in our business. She said, go through your phone. And we all have, you know, some people have thousands of names in their phone. And I went through my phone recently and I saw all these names of contacts who I didn't even know who they were. So I sent a little message and I took a picture of me and my grandkids. So it was safe. And I sent a little message saying, hi, Tom, it's Donna. Donna Weiser, I see your name in my phone. I don't remember how we know each other. Here's a picture of me and my grandkids. Can you jog my memory? How do we know each other? And that's how I'm going getting new leads now. And I've been doing this for several months. I'm only on C.
That is such a great idea. I love that.
Yeah. Brilliant.
That's super, super cool. So, Donna, talk more about the book. What inspired you to write it? What are, you know, when somebody goes to DonnaJWeiser.com, first of all, what are they supporting by buying the book beyond just their network marketing success? And, you know, how did you structure this thing to help people?
Thank you for those questions. So, first of all, I was at retreat with Richard and Kimmy Brook, and I was telling the story of how I landed a speaking part on General Hospital back 32 years ago. And I had given the casting director a tape of my work from an acting class because I hadn't done any work up to that point. And she said she'd be happy to watch the tape. And I said, can I call you and see how you liked it? Well, that's what we have to do in our business, right? I have to ask for permission to reach back to the prospect. And she said, sure, reach back to me. And I called her back the next week. She hadn't watched it. I called her the following week. She hadn't watched it. Each time I asked for permission to get back to her. Finally, several months later, she said, you know what, I haven't watched it yet, but I promise I'll watch it tomorrow. I said, great, can I call you tomorrow? Yes. Called her the next day. She said, call me in an hour. I'm going to watch it in an hour. I called her back in an hour. I haven't watched it. I mean, literally, this is months. But I was determined, just like I was determined to build this business, I was determined to get a speaking role on that show. She finally watched it, and she said, you have a great look. I said, great, what happens next? She said, I'll call you. Well, there's nothing I could do at that point. Basically, it was in God's hands. Is she going to call me or not? And she did. She called me a few months later. I had a little pager on my belt because we didn't have cell phones in those days. I called the number, and it was General Hospital Casting, and woohoo, I did it. So when I told that story to Richard, and I kind of likened it to our industry, he said, you should write a book. I said, really? He said, yes. And I went home, and I started thinking about all the things I've done over the years that I think could support other people, because I'm a no-nonsense person. I'm not about fluff. I'm very authentic, but I wanted other people to learn how I had success. And that's how I structured the book. It's pretty simple. There's some chapters only have three or four pages. And when I decided to sell this book, I wanted to donate a portion of each book to the Scleroderma Research Foundation. So if you don't know about scleroderma, it's a disease that your body creates too much collagen, and it doesn't only affect your skin, it affects the organs in your body. It's a horrible disease. And my cousin has scleroderma, so I wanted to be able to give back to that organization. So when you buy my book, a portion of every book sold goes to scleroderma.
That's really, really cool. And, you know, there is nothing I hate more than a business book that should have been 100 pages and it's like 500. So thank you for packing the good stuff and not putting a bunch of filler around it, because that's just the most maddening thing on the planet.
Thank you, Malcolm Gladwell.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
My son-in-law, he's brilliant. He created my website. He created the cover of my book. And we looked at, Malcolm Gladwell, we looked at all, to what can we do? How can we make this book easy and simple for people to read? And there's a big part of my book is about mindset. Really, a big part is mindset, because we know this business is not just, well, it's both, right? You need to have the mechanics and the mindset. So I talk a lot about the law of attraction and the power of mindset, because if you think you can or you think you can't, you're right, right?
That is 100% right.
So you've read A Course in Miracles. Yeah, so she's a fan of Esther Hicks. And
yeah,
do you know who she is?
Mm-hmm.
And what is so beautiful is that I believe that your business generates from your heart to your brain, not from your brain to your heart. And just looking at the books that you recommended, I loved you. And Atomic Habits literally changed my life by James Clear. And, you know, I'm an addict. I'm a drug addict. I'm an alcoholic and addicted to just about anything that I fall in love with. It turns into a complete nightmare. And, it really helped me to read Atomic Habits to learn that all I was doing was building some cues in my brain before the craving. And all I had to do was change those cues. And I saw that that was second on your list of recommendations. Everything, you know, Esther Hicks, then that. So it was God, then action. And yep. It was just unbelievable the way you even laid that out. And I wanted to acknowledge you for that.
Oh, thank you. And by the way, that's what attracted me to you when you're talking about being an alcoholic, because I'm a compulsive overeater. And I believe that the personal development that I learned through being a 12-step program has changed who I am today. And I think it was a big part of being successful in this business that I was a student of personal development for a long, long time.
Yeah. And the addiction just moves. Everybody thinks that, you know, right now I'm hooked on this heart rate zone too.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's a healthy addiction obsession that could get the best of me if I don't watch it. And no matter what it is, this work, the phone, all this stuff. And her book is going to help you with that because she keeps the main thing the main thing. And that's what you want to do. It's God, it's family, and then everything else. And if you're just that kind of diligent, and she's got an exercise in there where you have a jar where you put a penny in there every time you get a no, and by the time you fill out that jar, you're going to be rich because you did the work to fill the jar with no's, and there were a few yeses in that thing that made you completely set free from the crowd, which was, if that was an income claim, FTC, takes a long time, very hard work, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. So I wasn't doing that, but I'm just telling you, it does take perseverance. It does take time, but it's absolutely been worth it for me, for you, now your kids, now my kids. God's great, right?
100%. And you know, behind those, the reality is behind those no's is always a yes. But, you know, what do we say? You don't quit before the miracle happens, right? Same thing with the yeses.
That is so huge. And to be able to bring this from this place of the personal development work from the things that you've done is so huge. And so, Donna, I'm just curious, right? You've been around the profession for a long time. Obviously, so much has changed out in the world from a technology perspective, from a, you know, perception of the profession and the number of companies and all these sort of things. Companies have come and gone. You know, what's something that you think has really changed in recent years, and what's one of the most important things that you think will never change?
That's a good question. One of the things that I was concerned about when we started doing a lot of technology, and then of course we were forced during the pandemic to start doing Zooms and, you know, computer meetings. I was concerned that we were going to forget that this is really a belly to belly business. So one of the things I talk about, excuse me, to my younger consultants who are jumping into the business is even when you're building a business on social media, you have to take it off the site to a one-on-one conversation, because this is truly belly-to-belly. It's the relationships that we build that make the biggest difference in the world. So that I know that will never change. This is always a person-to-person business. Technology has been great, and we can reach out to a lot more people, but I want to make sure we don't forget the fact that we are people, reaching other people to support and love them.
That's so true.
It's either going to own you or you're going to own it. You might as well face facts. It's here to stay. All the tech, but it is not the answer. It is a tool. It's not the answer. Use the tool like a tool, just like the video when back in the dark ages when I had the 8-track and then I went to the cassette, then I went to the CD, then I went to the internet. All that stuff's obsolete, but what's not obsolete are all the people that I brought into the business with the 8-track many years ago. And, you know, now I'm talking to their kids and their grandkids, but the human being is the most important part of any business, and especially this business. And her book exemplifies that philosophy 10 times better than we could have.
Thank you. It was really fun for me to take a look at this book and think about what's going on. How do I take what I did and help someone who's today, you know, a social media influencer? How can I help someone like that build a business like this? And the reality is when someone says to me, look what so-and-so is doing, look what so-and-so is doing, my response is, tell me what so-and-so is doing 5 years from now. Because the reality is, the principles are the same, right? We still have to get out there, talk to people, and build those relationships. And it doesn't work unless you're picking up the phone and saying hello to someone.
It's so true. And there's this temptation to think that somehow these new social technologies can just like take all that away and that somehow this thing is going to run itself. And if you notice, anyone who ever tells you it's going to run itself, you'll notice that they're also trying to sell you the system that is going to make it run itself, because that does not exist. And the reason it doesn't exist is really simple, right? If it was that easy, everyone would do it, and there wouldn't be a need for network marketing anymore, because it would just be a bunch of, you know, they'd cut you out of the deal. They don't need a human anymore. They would just go take it out there. And so instead, what has to happen is use that as the tip of the spear, right? Use that to make that initial connection with someone. That's absolutely valid. But if you don't move it beyond that to where that person can feel your heart and your energy, there's just no way that they're going to stick around in the long term, and things are going to get hard. They're going to have a bad day. And if they don't know you, they can't call you and have you talk them off the ledge or whatever. And so this is really important stuff. We got to take one more quick break here in a second. We're talking to Donna Weiser. Go to DonnaJWeiser.com on the break. Check out her fantastic book and stick around. We'll be back right after this on Legacy Leadership.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
And we're back. It's Adrian Chenault. It's Tom Chenault, and it is the Legacy Leadership Radio Show. We are coming into the ANMP season here pretty quick. It's on the last week in May, weekend in May, first couple of days of June. You want to make sure you get to that. Go to ANMP.com. Get yourself registered. People like Donna will be there speaking. It is nothing but an unbelievable chance for you to be rubbing elbows with legends in network marketing at a level you wouldn't believe. It's in Dallas, Texas. Garrett McGraw is the main guy behind it, but Donna Johnson, as I said, and Armand, who was here earlier, and a lot of people are really, really dead set. Al Bala, unbelievable people coming on. So the next few weeks on the show, all the board members are going to come through on a rotation, and you're going to get to meet them too and hopefully come to the ANMP. But today we've got the one and only Donna J. Weiser. This woman's written an incredible book called So You Said Yes. I have already, you know, she autographed it for me, but it's already a mess because it was such a good book. I marked it up. I dog-eared pages. Adrian took one look and said, well, they'll forget selling this on eBay in 25 years. But you have done, it's just a good, it's a textbook. It's a very, very good book. And he said a very, very important statement. You didn't waste any words. It's just enough, but not too much. And you weren't you weren't trying to write the Magna Carta. We appreciate that. And you loved it too.
Yeah. Really, really.
So, I sent it to Richard Brook as I was writing it to get feedback, and he had given me a suggestion at the end of each chapter. Why don't you put some kind of a call to action? And that's what we did. We put a top tip from the each chapter and then a call to action. So that was kind of a fun thing to do as well.
Yeah.
That's really cool. That's really cool. And so, Donna, there's so many great nuggets here. If there was one thing that the overarching message that you want people to take away from what you've learned in your experiences over the years that you've put into your book, So You Said Yes, what's the main message of what you share there?
Great question. I'm thinking that the having a positive mindset and learning to write affirmations and learning the importance of, if you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. Self-talk. Shad Helmstetter was kind enough to write a quote on my book. Actually, it's on the cover. And I learned so much from Shad about self-talk. And that's what I love to teach my team as well, that your self-talk makes such a difference. Before you pick up the phone, before you go out to do anything, to think about, are you thinking that it's going to be hard? Is it difficult? And, I always, when I'm coaching my team, I'm always saying to them, are you focusing on what's working or are you focusing on what's not working? And too many times people are thinking, gosh, this is too hard. I can't do this. And I really want to get them to change that thinking to, I can do this. This is easier than I thought it would be. I'm a sponsoring magnet. Meeting people is easy for me to do. Just to change your mindset to a positive mindset, which is really important.
It is huge. And that's what's going to propel you through the tough days. It's going to have you create more of those good days than bad days. And it's fun because I'm watching you, Josh Rohn just popped on here. Young Barlow's here. We got a lot of people who I know understand the importance and the value of really honing your mindset and investing in understanding the way that you speak to yourself and how powerful that is, right?
Yeah, and one thing that you said was in your book is how important that accountability group is. And I think about your coaching group with Brooke, and that's a bunch of people that they know you belong together. You know that you are loved and you love them. You know that you can trust them and they can trust you, and you know that you're safe. And so that's what you, I mean, every one of you doing this business alone is insanity. Find your vibe, find your tribe, find people that are up to it like you are. Make sure you're not all going nowhere together, and put some goals out there and reach those goals together. That's what this book does. That's what it teaches you. And it's a winner. Would you agree with that, Donna?
Well, I loved writing it because I wanted to share all those values and thoughts that you're talking about. It's so true. And I think that that's the one thing that's never going to change in our business. These principles will never change. And, you know, being able to work with people that you're attracted to, that you like to be around, that's what's so different than a corporate job, of course. You know, we love the fact that we can hand select the people we work with and then continue to grow a community, which is just a blessing.
It really is. And, you know, having lived on both sides of that fence, to just be in this world of being able to surround yourself with great people. Our CEO at NowSite, Justin Bellababa, is in Lisbon, Portugal at this huge conference. And he goes, I got out of the car at the hotel. I saw this big leader and you would have thought it was my long lost friend. They just came over and hugged me and made me feel so good. And where else in the world do people make you feel like that? And that's, you can come to expect that in this profession. And that's a rare gift. I think that we all want to feel a part of something in that way. And so I love that. And I love that, you know, big leaders like you, Donna, that the bigger you get, the more you do that, not the less, the more you pour into others. That story you shared earlier on in the conversation about, you know, somebody saying, oh, I'm so sorry to bother you. And you're going, no, I'm so glad you called, right? Like that's the spirit to embody. And so this has just been an awesome, awesome conversation. And Donna, I want to say thank you. Make sure if you're watching, go to DonnaJWeiser.com. I'm going to put it up here on the screen as well. Go and get this book. Support an amazing cause. Learn something that's going to help you grow in your business. And tap into somebody who's been doing it on the front lines for over 30 years. This has been a great conversation. Donna, thank you so much. Next week, we've got Andy Jenkins, who is doing some really, really like heavy hitting work in the space of trauma, in the space of PTSD. You're not going to want to miss this conversation. You're going to learn a lot. So thanks for watching Legacy Leadership, and we'll see you next week.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.